Hey, everybody, check this out. Dickies, the number one brand in performance workwear, knows that work is more than just what you do, it's who you are. And just like pro athletes, your work is judged by how you perform on that job. That's why Dickies FlexWork pants and shirts are engineered to give you superior mobility, advanced protection, and enhanced durability. Plus, Dickies Flex is backed with Dickies Unconditional Satisfaction Guarantee, so you know that the Flex Series is made to work as hard as you do. Dickies Flex, engineered to move, engineered to last. You can learn more at Dickies.com. Once again, Dickies.com. So if you want to be a part of the program, you want to do it right now. You're probably not going to get through next hour. Maybe at the top of hour number three, but probably not. We have back-to-back interviews in the third hour, but the second hour is open. There are new interviews, lots of opportunities. You want to hit me up right now. We are coming to you live in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. My name is Jim Rome. My telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Please follow me on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Havetake.com. Check out my Instagram page. I put things on that I do not put on Twitter. Check out our Facebook page. Some of you clones end up on Facebook. Best phone calls end up on that Facebook page. Like everybody else, I've got social media accounts. You should check them out. In the first hour, we talked about the Dallas Cowboys. They had a week off. They had a brand new wide receiver. They changed out their coach of their offensive line. They had everybody watching them on a Monday night. They were in their house. None of it mattered. They come out, they lay down, they get beat, and their season may already be over. Jerry Jones, after that game, was asked about his patience level, and for some reason, he was confused by the question.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do you mean? What do I mean? Somebody asked you, what is your level of patience right now?
What do you mean?
Are you pissed? Are you angry? Are you patient? Does Jason Garrett have everything under control? Is Dak Prescott still your franchise quarterback? Or are you 3-5? Did your team lay down coming off a bye week? And are you losing patience?
What do you mean?
Never mind, Jarrah. If you don't care, we don't care. Let's go to the next topic. You know something that we have not talked about nearly enough? Le'Veon Bell. And if you thought the Le'Veon rumor and conjecture machine had broken, you could not be more wrong. It was only refueling. It got all the juice it needed yesterday thanks to a single tweet. At noon yesterday, Le'Veon tweeted, quote, "Farewell Miami," with a hand wave emoji. Immediately, everybody rushed to Twitter and their keyboards to start to break it down, to try to interpret what that meant. What does it mean? It must mean he's taking his talents from South Beach to Pittsburgh, right? Maybe he'll even get there in time for the Thursday night showdown with Carolina. Well, according to Adam Schefter and Jeremy Fowler, the Steelers are not expecting Le'Veon by Thursday. So sorry to get everybody's hopes up. Sorry to make you think that we might just be 48 hours away from this thing finally being over. But wait. There is another deadline. There is always another deadline. This one is next Tuesday, and that's the deadline for him to report if he's going to play at all this season. If he's not with the team by Tuesday, he cannot play in 2018. So that means he's got to show up by then, right? Finally, we have that absolute hard and fast deadline where we know that he's finally going to show up and this thing's finally going to be over, right? Finally. Not exactly. Because now there seems to be a sense around the league that he may not play at all this year. And this is where it gets juicy. This is where we start to talk about the good stuff. Franchise tags, transition tags, compensatory picks. How fired up are you to hear all that? And if you love compensatory pick talk, how about some restricted free agency chatter? Maybe a little bit of unrestricted free agency chatter. Hey, man, don't get me started. Do not get me started on prorated contracts. I've always said, when it comes to professional sports, the games are cool, but the real action is never on the field. It's in the boardroom. It's in the fax machines that are sending deals back and forth. You know what's more exciting than Le'Veon Bell breaking a tackle and taking it to the house? The possibility of a transition tag and what that means for free agency. I mean, sure, they're 5-2-1. They've won four straight. That's cool. That's great. But not nearly as cool as the possibility of Pittsburgh having to match an inflated contract offer to Bell by some other team next year. That's where it's at. That's what's the good stuff, right? Here's the deal. Here is the deal. Next Tuesday is our only hope. I know there have been lots of deadlines along the way. Plenty of days where Bell was supposed to report, where he had to report, or he'd lose something. But he still hasn't reported. He treated supposed deadlines like would-be tacklers. So I don't want to get my hopes up. I don't want all of us to get our hopes up. But next Tuesday might be our last and best hope for some resolution here. Either he shows up or he doesn't. He either plays this year or he doesn't. Let's face it. It's not like the Steelers are struggling without this guy. James Conner is a beast. I'm not saying he's better than Bell. I'm saying he's putting up huge numbers, Bell-like numbers, and he's doing it without any drama at all. So do the Steelers even want Bell back right now? I would never say you turn a guy away with that kind of talent, but they're not hurting at the running back position without Bell. They've got no idea what kind of football shape he would be in or how the locker room is going to treat him if and when he does return. To say nothing of what they would do with the offense if they had two backs who both needed carries. I mean, again, every offensive coordinator should have that problem. Every offensive coordinator should be so burdened as to have to decide who to give the ball to, Le'Veon Bell or James Conner. But it could very well be a challenge, and it could break the flow of that team just as it's finding its stride. So, what is Bell going to do? Here is the simplest answer. Who knows? I mean, barring a recorded interview where the guy says something for the record, pretty much anything that anybody says is simply conjecture and hearsay. Everything that everybody ever expected this guy to do, he has not done. Throughout the entire tedious process, exactly nothing has gone to plan. From not reporting at the end of camp, to some teammates taking a run at him in the media, to now staring down the possibility of this guy skipping the entire season. This has played out in a way that nobody expected, including Bell. I doubt that Bell expected Conner to go off the way he has. So, what happens this week? What happens next Tuesday? I don't know. I just want the thing to end. Le'Veon, if you're listening, I really don't care what you do. Just do something and end this. Put all of us out of our collective misery because we're sick of talking about it. We're sick of wondering what the hell you're going to do. We're sick of it all. Just do something, anything. At this point, I don't care. Just end it. Put us out of our misery. Does not look like it's coming in this week, though. Steeler fans, I'll actually pose it to you in the form of a question. Do you want this guy back right now? Do you want him back now knowing that they are in their flow? They found their rhythm. Do you want this guy back right now knowing how well Connor's played? Do you want this guy back right now not having any idea what kind of football shape he's in? I mean, I know he's a different cat, but do you really expect this guy just to show up right now and be effective? And then how do you work him back in? And if he's willing to sit out this long, do you think the guy's going to come back right now? Man, it's giving me a headache even posing the questions. Just do something, Le'Veon. Either come in or don't. Just end it. End it. It's not over yet. 1-800-636. He's Batman.
I'm Batman.
This email says, Dear Jim, I think the best division or decision Le'Veon can make right now is no decision at all. Signed, Wives deciding where to go for dinner. Matthew in Denver. What do you mean? He ended his email with, what do you mean? I like emails from, quote, wives. Dudes, let's be real for a minute. Some of you can't make any decision without your wife. In fact, you're not allowed to make any decisions. So what's this stuff about wives? I like you bros that act like you got this all under control. But you know that she won't let you have a second drink. You know you're out to dinner, and she made the decision where to eat. You know that. and you know you want that second drink badly. So you wait for her to go to the bathroom, and then you hit the bartender as quick as possible. Quick, quick, man, load me up. Hit me, hit me. What's your problem, man? She's in the bathroom, yo. Hit me again. This email says, hey, Jim, did you say to put Casper to the test? Well, I'll put him to the test, all right. Signed, Amethyst. Mike in Buffalo. Hey, Mike, Amethyst did not jump today. I'm not going to reset that. Which is some woman who ditched her fiance to get with a ghost. In fact, 20 of them. And she went mile high with a ghost. And she went on a TV show and sat down and told the interviewers just that. And now she's trying to get pregnant with a ghost baby, but I'm not going to reset that. And this is what I want to see. Somebody from Green Bay. Hey, Rome, I know you don't like to get political on your show, but I thought that it's relevant to mention there is a referendum to legalize marijuana in Wisconsin. If a law eventually gets passed, that means Wisconsin is one step closer to becoming fatter. Just think of the munchies this state will have. If you think crushing some brats and cheese curds was good with a PBR, wait until you can mix in a blunt. Your EP will want to start making the trip here so he also can partake the next time he gets a bad back or whatever BS excuse people use to get medical marijuana. So get out there and vote today, Wisco heads, Jamie in Green Bay. All right, I'll be honest. I did not know that that was on the referendum. However, my wife is still in Wisconsin. Maybe she can get it in like an absentee ballot. A provisional ballot from Wisco because Janet likes to bake. Janet does not bake. She'll get her curd on, but she doesn't bake. Hey, Rome, you did that game after the poll over what was worse, STDs or student loans. Kevin in Greenville, don't remember that. Oh, okay, I got you. I got you. I said, I don't even remember why we did the STD wheel. He says you did it because there was a poll over what was worse, STDs or student loans. I don't know. I don't have either. I'm lucky that way. Not everybody is. Some of you have both. I don't have either. I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just saying I don't have either. Some of you have both. Hey, Romsky, I spun the wheels at a Halloween party 2 weeks ago. Ding, ding, ding. Signed, gonorrhea. All right, we're done. First of all, nobody has ever spelled gonorrhea that badly. Bro, I know that it rhymes with malaria in your mind, but you can't spell it like that. Gonorrhea. It's not a topic. We're not discussing this. All right, let's get the show back together. Open phones. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to hit on? What's on your mind? I've already gone at great length about the Dallas Cowboys and the issues they have moving forward. I just talked about Le'Veon Bell. We still do not know exactly what this guy's going to do, except ESPN is reporting he's probably not coming in this week. And obviously, if he's not coming in now, he's not going to play on Thursday. And then you're down to your last deadline, which is Tuesday. If he's going to play at all this year, he's got to be in by next Tuesday. But maybe he's not going to play this year. The whole thing's making my head hurt. I just want the thing to end. I don't care how it ends. I just want it to end. Also, when we come back, I probably should talk RPO9. Not all of you know how this ends. Did Trevor Price snap his streak of 6 butchered picks in a row? Last night, as part of our OPO podcast, Trevor picks games on Monday. He picks the Thursday night game. He got off to a great start, and then he missed 6 in a row. Did he extend the streak to 7, or did he snap that streak? We'll hit that topic when we come back. Call now. When you're on the road, safety is your top priority. That includes maintaining the inside of your vehicle and the outside, like your windshield. For instance, if you can't see, you can't drive. When it comes to vehicle safety, visibility is a risk not worth taking. It's about more than dirt and debris. It's also about rain, fog, snow, all the other elements that can keep you from seeing clearly. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store during the See Better, Drive Safer sale. You'll find deals on name brand headlights, wiper blades, fluids, snow brushes, water repellent, fog lights, backup cameras, and parking sensors, and so much more. All to help you see better and drive safer. You'll find wide-angle rearview mirrors for a more panoramic view, blind spot mirrors for the trickier views, and storage and cargo holders to organize all the stuff in your trunk. That way you can see out the back window. Winter is coming quickly. Be ready. The See Better, Drive Safer sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every single day, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
It's true. Janet is still in Wisconsin. I kind of ran down for you yesterday, but we spent the entire weekend in Wisconsin, had an amazing time. I've been there twice in recent months. She's been there three times in recent months. We all came back, and she stayed for a couple of more days. By choice, we're loving Wisco. CBS's Super Bowl season continues on Sunday. Big-time doubleheader. Tom Brady and the Pats take on the Titans. Then you've got an NFC Western showdown. Seattle and the Rams. The action kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. I will be back in New York this weekend. Waiting on my man, Drew Kalisky, to let me know what my topics are, but I got a pretty good idea. Fact clones, why don't you get involved in the process? Now, you've seen me on that show, right? I've got a small piece of real estate, but they let me rant. What do you want to see me rant on this weekend? Hit me up. Hit me and Hawk up. What do you want to see me rant on the NFL and CBS? And again, they'll let me pick three or four things, and I'll get off, and then I'll kick back to the guys who play the game, and they'll look at me like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And then I'll get on an airplane and come back. But not Air Rome. There is no such thing as Air Rome. What do you want to see me rant on? Hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Rome, as if Le'Veon Bell is going to sit the entire season out. He's just looking for attention. Trust me, he'll come in last minute, be completely average, then go back to telling everybody how badly he's getting jammed by politics. Yours, Mike in Indy. Tyler in Shredmonton. Price's choice to lose the 2018 smack off. Bro, you're a savage. God, I got to say it one more time. To any of the idiots who said this show would not work in Canada and that Canada would not get this show, I give to you Exhibit A, Tyler in Shredmonton. I give to you Exhibit B, Matt in Vancouver. The show works fine there. Thank you very much. Those guys understand the show really well. They're 2.0ers. Good job, Tyler. Rome, who's going to get fired first? Jason Garrett or Mike McCarthy? Luke Walton. Sign Magic Johnson. Steve in PHX. Listen, everybody said from the jump, it's going to take some time. Just be patient. Magic said it. LeBron said it. Luke said it. So how about this? Why don't y'all just chill the hell out? Be patient. Understand it's going to take a little bit of time. And stop jumping out to 41-17 deficits in games. Luke is still the right guy at the right time with the right team. Do not panic. Give the guy a little bit of time. Steven PHX also wars Mike Tomlin making Le'Veon Bell carry James Conner's luggage to the team bus. I don't think that's going to happen. And he has to show up for that to happen. All right, let me just check something real quick here. Adam Hawk, hit me with a call screen so I can see what my options are right quick. And I'll decide whether or not to take one of your telephone calls or talk about Trevor Price. Let's see. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. We go to Connecticut. Lou in Connecticut. It's good to have you on the show, Lou. How are you?
Robbie, good to hear your voice. How you doing, my
good,
friend?
Good, good, bud. How about you? What's going
good,
on?
Good, Robbie, good. You know, I got to tell you something. Being a Giants fan reminds me of watching the movie The Bronx Tale with wasted talent. Romy, there's no doubt in my mind and many Giants fans' mind that Odell Beckham Jr. is the most frustrated wide receiver in the NFL today. When Eli Manning can't get him the ball week after week after week, you can't blame this guy for being frustrated, Romy. Other than Saquon Barkley, that team is toast. Please help us. When you come to New York, say to Eli, can you please somehow, we beg you, get Odell Beckham Jr. the ball. He needs it badly. Help us, Romy. Help us.
My man, Lou, rack him. I like it. Good job, Lou. You're right, he is. The problem with Odell is it's not even his fault. If I'm Odell Beckham and I've got that kind of freaky talent that he has and I desperately want the ball and I desperately want to win and I got a quarterback who's aged out, who can't throw the ball anymore, who's got nothing left, who's gassed out, I'd be frustrated too. The problem is they gave this guy a hell of a lot of money, guaranteed money, and they want him to lead from the front. So Odell is doing his very best not to snap, not to freak out, but the guy wants to win. And he has a quarterback who cannot get him the ball. Look, I got to admit, I was one of those guys, and I'll own this, I love Saquon Barkley. I think he's a really different guy. Different in his ability, different in his approach, different physically. I mean, I think the guy is a star, a stud. However, it does beg the question, is there any running back anywhere at this juncture in time that is worth using, not only the second pick overall, but a first-round pick? When you know you need a quarterback, and you know you're sitting at a draft that's got that many franchise quarterbacks, it's the wrong move. It's just the wrong move. Look where they are right now. They bet on Eli. They bet on Eli, and they crapped out. And they're embarrassing. And they're getting worse. And if I'm Odell, I don't care how much money they gave him, how much money they guaranteed him. He has a job to do. He's got to keep his head. But that money's not going to make him any less frustrated if the quarterback can't get him the ball. So I agree with you, Lou. He does have a right to be frustrated, just as Giants fans do, man. They're embarrassing. That's an embarrassing team. An embarrassing team on the field, an embarrassing team off the field. The thing about the Giants, they always had this way about them, this class, and they're just not showing it right now, either on or off the field. I would never expect that franchise, of all franchises, to look like that. And they are, man. They are. You are what your record says you are, except in the Giants' case, and they're worse. I'd love to say, Lou, that I've got the answer and I've got the fix. I don't. I've got a take, but I don't have an answer. All right, so he wants me to come and fix the Giants. What do you want me to rant on? It's not up to me, but the way the process works, Drew Kalisky, who's the fantastic producer for that show, the NFL on CBS, lets me know what he wants me to talk about, but he gives me the wherewithal to pitch him things. If he likes it, he says yes. If he doesn't, he tells me that too. So clones, be a part of the process. What do you want me to rant on Sunday? Send me your tweets at Jim Rome. When we come back, I'm not stalling. I'm not looking to protect my guy, but we'll get into it. Trevor Price went into last night's game 0 for his last six picks against the spread on the RPO podcast. There's no way a guy who knows that much about the game. There's no way a guy who played the game at the highest level. There's no way a guy with two Super Bowls could possibly miss seven picks in a row. No way, right?
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong and stay strong. You know, like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil. It is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. You know this is true because Kurt Orban said it's true.
Kurt Orban.
Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. I said, what do you want me to rant about on the NFL on CBS? Submit your suggestions at GroundChuck101 tweets. Rant about the amount of dudes who look like rats in sports. Oh, you want me to do a rant on the rat family? The non-existent rat family. Yeah, that's not going to play. I can't sell that. Hey, Rome, on Sunday, talk about Mike McCarthy and how ironic it is that he's on thin ice or how tragic that could be for a man that size. Damasio in Albuquerque. Yeah, pretty much not going to do that either. I mean, I could talk about the Packers situation. I could talk about the coach being on thin ice. But I can't talk about how, quote, ironic it is that a man that size is on thin ice and how tragic it would be if he fell through the ice.
Ironic.
That's not going to work. Rome, it's election day. Where's my love? Signed, Howard Dean.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Pretty strange how that guy had no shot whatsoever after that. That was his rant. Kind of weird to see how he went way down in the polls after. All right, so episode 9 of the RPO podcast hit the digital space right after the show yesterday. And as much as I would love to sit here and think that you all went and you found it for the takes and the insight and the stories that Trevor Price and I bring to it, I know that's not at all the case. Not for a lot of you. I know exactly why a number of you rubberneckers went and found that particular episode of the pod. You all wanted to find out whether or not Trevor the Cooler extended his losing streak to 7 in a row. All right, so we've got a segment as part of that podcast. It's called Price's Picks. And Trevor Price picks the Monday game and the Thursday game against the spread every week. And he got out quickly. And he was getting you clones paid. And you were all really happy about that. And then suddenly, my man went ice cold. He missed on 6 consecutive games heading into last night's Dallas-Tennessee showdown. I mean, normally that's not a game that interests me a hell of a lot. They pay me to watch Monday Night Football, so I always do, start to finish. But I've got no vested interest. I've got no dog in that fight. I don't care who wins. Last night, I have to admit, I cared who won. Now, let me just say a couple of things about the streak. Let me say a couple of things about my man going 0 for his last 6. Number one, picking games is hard. I do it, but I pick my spots. I pick my spots to pick games because it's hard. You don't want to be wrong. Picking games against the spread is nearly impossible. Consistently. I'm not coming off that. When you're wrong, you get killed. When you're right, you get almost no credit whatsoever. It's tough to beat the house. Now, I'm not going to say it's impossible. Some guys can do it. Some of you can do it. People can do it. But it's really challenging. It's tough to do. It's tough to do. But maybe not as tough as going 0-6. 0 for his last 6. I mean, I get that the spread is set up so the players end up right in the middle. The house gets their taste of everything, so the house always wins, right? I mean, not always wins, but they get their taste whether or not you win or you lose. So what that means is you get a coin flip's chance pretty much every single time. If you were to flip a quarter 6 times, it would stand to reason you'd call heads or tails correctly at least one of those 6 times. And on top of that, we're not talking about an exercise in chance or a guy guessing. I'm talking about a football savant. I'm talking about a guy who played more than a decade in the NFL. I'm talking about a guy who's got a couple of Super Bowl rings to his credit. A guy who knows the game. A guy who follows the game. It's not just a game of chance. It's not heads or tails. It's not a coin flip. Trevor Price knows what the hell he's talking about. So how in the hell does that guy miss 6 in a row? I mean, it's like some sort of weird, crazy sports oddity. Some sort of weird, crazy sporting anomaly. There are certain things, simply things, that defy explanation. Some things that you never expect to see. As I mentioned earlier, Randy Johnson exploding that bird on a pitched ball. You see that and you're like, did that just happen? What the hell just happened? Did that guy just saw off a pigeon on the way to home plate? You know, like TP, did he miss on 6 straight picks? 2 of the oddest things I've ever seen. Randy Johnson sawing off that bird and Trevor Price missing 6 picks in a row. But when something that odd does happen, people are going to stop and they're going to stare and they're going to gawk and they're going to try and make some sense of it. Or let me put it to you another way. Kind of like when that lotto jackpot balloons that crazy number. You can't even begin to fathom that number. You can't get your head wrapped around that number. There are so many times where you would never even think about picking up a lottery ticket, but then the public takes interest and it grabs hold. And then suddenly everybody, people who would never even consider buying a lotto ticket, are in line for scratchers for over an hour. That's Trevor. That's Trevor in the streak. People are now stopping to gawk. And unlike the rest of you, I'm not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying my man's cold streak. I stand with TP. That's my podcast partner. I respect that he's putting himself out there every single week against the spread. I've got his back. He's got my back. But we both understand the notion of accountability. We both understand that we have to keep it real. We both understand scoreboard, and we both understand money and getting paid. And as of late, my man is getting murdered at the window and on Twitter. And if I made you aware of his six-game losing streak, frankly, it is my duty to let you know whether or not the oddest streak of all extended or came to an end last night. As I said yesterday, the answer to the question of whether or not that streak continued lies at the end of this montage. Did my podcast partner in the RPO pod, Trevor Price, correctly pick the Titans-Cowboys game last night, or did he miss to make it seven in a row? Let's find out. Monday Night Football, 49ers in Green Bay, 9-point road underdogs. Who do you like here?
That's easy. I mean, I think a blind man can see that. Green Bay in a thumper. Easily, Green Bay covers.
A 27-yard field goal try. Ball put down. Right-footed kick to our right is up, and it is good! Green Bay has won! The Packers have come from behind to win it.
Thursday Night Football, Denver is going into the desert to play the Cardinals. Denver is the road favorite here. They're giving a 1.5. Where do you go with that one Thursday night?
I think Arizona takes the win.
But that's the ball game. This one's over. Denver wins it 45-10 over Arizona.
The Giants plus 4 or the Falcons giving the 4?
The Falcons plus 4. I think the Falcons are going to cover.
Falcons are winners, 23-20.
The Dolphins are 7-point road dogs against the Texans. What do you do with that?
7 points is too much for this game either way, so I'll take Miami in the points.
The game is over. The Texans get the job done. They throttle the Dolphins 42-23.
Patriots at the Bills. No surprise here, but this is going to be the biggest spread that you've picked against so far. Pats are giving 14 on the road. So who do you have?
I am picking Buffalo to cover.
Woo.
Yes, I'm picking them to cover.
Buffalo plus 14.
And this one is over. And the Patriots win it by a score of 25-6.
Thursday Night Football. Raiders, Niners. Raiders getting 3 on the road. Who you got, Trevor?
Give me Oakland. And here's the reason why. At least they still have their starting quarterback. So therefore, I am going to take Oakland only because of that quarterback.
Very disappointed Coach Gruden. We'll go back to the Raider locker room. 34-3. San Francisco wins it.
Titans getting 4.5 on the road in Dallas. Do you like Tennessee in the points, or do you like Dallas to cover 4.5?
Dallas is going to cover, and I have scientific evidence. Mariota stinks. And their offensive line cannot block pass rushers. And I think Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper put on a show tonight. Dallas covered.
Final score, Tennessee 28, Dallas 14, as the Titans come to Texas and get it done again.
Uh-oh. Lucky 7. My man has missed his last 7 picks. Trevor, I got so much respect for you. You're my dude. I really like you a lot. That's not easy to do, Trevor. Missing 7 in a row, but it hurts me more than it hurts him. I hate that I had to do that. I hate that I had to break out that montage. And I know it hurts me more than it hurts Trevor, because you guys are killing him on Twitter, and he's rolling with it like a really good sport, like the kind of great guy that he is.
I hate to hear that.
I do. I hate to hear that. And I would love to explain how something like that could possibly happen, but I've got no idea. Other than to say, this picking games business is tough, dog. People go into slumps in every single sport. If anybody had any idea how that happened, it would never happen in the first place. But just as my man is ice cold right now, he can turn it around and get back to dominating like he did earlier in the season. And it all starts on Thursday night. Panthers at Steelers with a very interesting line. That's a tough one. Man, that is an awfully tough game to get right with. But if anybody can do it, it's my man Trevor Price, who's gotten wrong 7 times in a row. If you want to hear that pick, he's already made that pick. The episode dropped yesterday. If you want to hear the pick, go listen to episode 9 on the RPO. It's on the tape. And I've got the utmost confidence in my dude. I'm rolling with my man. I've got his 6, even if he's got an 0-for-7 working right now. Let's get this, TP. I've got faith in you, TP. I've got your 6. I've got your back. Trevor, listen. We're all pulling for you. All right, well, I'm the only one pulling for you. You and me against the world, bro. 0-for-7.
That rapping game is hard, dog.
This picking games is hard, dog. At Mock Moda tweets, correction, Rome. Trevor has only 1 Super Bowl ring. Now I have the other one. Sincerely, his bookie. Dear Jim, taking NFL picks from Trevor Price is like taking anger management and dietary advice from me. Yours, Garlic Baldwin. Brett from Bagaha. War Trevor being the bumsmack karmic apocalypse that Jim has been forecasting for years. He's trying to bankrupt the clones. War IRA using sawed-in-half tires as airplane pillows. Hey, Brett, you're not good at this. You're not good at emails. You're not good at content. You're not good at my show. Why do you keep coming back for more? Go find some local show. I would never say to a listener, go find another show as competitive as the landscape is. But I'm saying to you, Brett, go find another show. Or just listen to the show. But just stop participating. Garlic Baldwin. All right, so rant requests. I like it. Let's see. At 4 Foxtrot, Rome, rant about Drew Brees being in his best football ever or playing his best football ever at age 39, showing the kids in the league how it's done. 4 Foxtrot, I've already done that rant. It's a good idea, though. But I did that rant already. Typically, that would be a good rant request. These would be bad rant requests. Drew in West LA, rant request. People who block the aisle with their shopping cart. Thanks. Hey, Drew, I don't think that I could go. Like Drew, I like being on that show. I like being on the NFL on CBS. If I show up with a rant about people blocking the aisle with their carts, they'll find somebody else to do my job. Phil in Missouri, you should rant about Toby in Houston. Sure. Boomer brings him up once in a while, but non-clones don't know what he's talking about. Drop some crank knowledge on the rest of America, Rome. Okay, Phil. Boomer has not mentioned that on the show probably in the last couple of seasons, but back in the day when Boomer used to come on this show, Boomer did mention Toby on the NFL on CBS. Alvin, do you have any of that in the archives? He did. And he did it more than once. But no, I'm not going to do that, Phil. That's not a good idea. Stucknuts in. Please do a rant on why the NFL should move the goalposts back to the front of the end zone. Another bad idea. Francis in Glendale tweets, please do a rant on the struggle to properly fold fitted sheets. All right, now that struggle is real. But time and place.
Oh, man, I almost choked on my spit. That rapping game
is Keith Stamper1 tweets, you probably want to keep your secrets close to the vest, but maybe you should share your Stanley Cup formula with Price. He's going to get right. He's going to be fine. There's no way my man can miss eight in a row. Nobody could, much less a guy that played in the NFL and won two rings. That just can't happen. Next hour, Matt Wells, Utah State head football coach, Fresno State quarterback Marcus McMarion. Also next hour, top of the hour is wide open for you. 1-800-636-8686. Stay tuned. We are coming right back.